CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
away.
Yeah, and welcome, CKUW 95.9 FM. Okay, and I'm your host, Jeff, and I'm here tonight with my special guest, Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Yeah, so Nick and I are just going to play a whole bunch of our favorite tunes tonight. It's going to be fun. Started the show off with Bauhaus and Double Dare, which is one of the loudest and most intense Bauhaus songs, I think. And when you're talking about Bauhaus, intensity is the rule, right? And then after that, Half Japanese with Every Hour from the album We Are They Who Ache With Amorous Love. I'm a big Half Japanese fan, as regular listeners might know. But also, that album was one of the records that appeared on the list of Kurt Cobain's 50 favorite albums. And then we end things off with James White and the Blacks, also known as James Chance, with Throw Me Away off the album Second Chance. Hey, Nick, tell me about your art show coming up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, come on in.
So we got an art show coming up in the last Friday of the month, I believe it's the 31st, at the Edge Gallery on Main Street. Brandon Ackerman's putting it on. There's going to be a few bands playing. A lot of great, crazy
posted art. Which bands?
Yeah, a couple bands, yeah. The Breath Grenades. And I believe Hippo is also going to be in the house.
Cool.
A couple friends. And there's going to spin some music. There's a bunch of art to check out. Some crazy, twisted stuff. Come on down.
Sounds like a great time, man.
And it's going to run for 2 weeks. So come on and check it out.
So you've picked as your first selection tonight Ultravox, and I'm not talking about late Midge-er era Ultravox.
This is early Ultravox.
Yes, like, with John Fox,
early. And I believe two albums with John Fox until he departed.
I think three, maybe.
Maybe three. Yeah, and then it just changed.
Yeah.
And so it was an era. And it was kind of like Simple Minds in that time frame, too.
Yeah.
Put out a couple really nice, edgy, had some grit, had some love, and then it just kind of changed.
Just popped out.
So we're going to kick it off with that. We're going to follow that up with another early Japan album, some of the earlier stuff that before the sound changed somewhat. And then followed up by a fella named Michael Hutchins from the NXS, band he had put together called Max Q, with a bunch of street musicians. So this should be pretty cool.
I'm very curious about that. Okay, yes. All right. CKUW 95.9 FM. You're listening to Adult Kindergarten, and here is Ultravox. Be mine.
I know. Venus channel. Send a heaven. Oh, somebody wrong. Oh, what's a glass in your face? Call it new propaganda still. We've been waiting for so long. Personal problems for you, whoa, whoa. And conversations get involved, vicious impersonations won't do. Communist channel, communist channel. I'll tell you.
Hey, friends and neighbors, you're listening to Adult Kindergarten right here on CKUW 95.9 FM. And we played a series of songs, and Nick is going to back announce them to you and tell you why he loves these records. Nick, go for it.
Jeez. Okay, we'll start out with Ultravox. It was coming out of that whole Simple Minds period. It wasn't quite new wave. It wasn't quite punk. But it had a real raw edge to it. And it was another slash in time where various member was with the band for a period of time, left, and the trajectory changed. Followed that up with Japan, also around the same time. Even though some of the cuts are of the earlier period, there were some slipped in that were, I guess, written later on before they found a way to another album. And then Max Q was something I stumbled on when I was working at a record store, knowing who Michael Hutchins was and listening to this particular album. It doesn't have the glitz of In Excess. It doesn't have, it wasn't advertised huge, very hard to find at this point anymore, and just a very enjoyable record.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Nick. Those are awesome. I had no idea about the existence of Max Q before. That was kind of interesting. I have heard, I do have, like, at home, I have a soundtrack to an Australian movie called Dogs from Space. Okay. And there are a few Michael Hutchins solo tracks on there.
There's a few things he did after In Excess for a very short period of time before. And I don't know how much some of that may have even been recorded prior to while in Excess.
Nice, nice.
But I mean, Ultravox, Simple Minds, Japan, all these bands started out at this point and then they grew in different directions. Some members left, some didn't. And it was just an era. It was a period of time where there was so much great music coming out of that time. I mean, Bauhaus, like you played.
Yeah.
New Order, you know, all of that stuff.
Nick, I was at Folkfest recently, and a lot of great bands at Folkfest. I got to see Angine de Poitrine, and I saw Jesse Wells. Well, I'm about to play a band now that I missed at Folkfest, but they were also playing at the Blue Note Park the other night, and my buddy said, "Oh, I saw these guys at Folkfest. You got to check them out tonight at Blue Note Park." I'm so happy I went. This is a band called Shishi, and they're from Lithuania. This is a track called Conspiracy, right here on CKUW 95.9 FM, Adult Kindergarten.
Trees can see. Trees can see. The skies are green. There's no sense. It has to make sense. Birds are spies. Diana is alive. Thank you.
Hey, you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, and that was a band called Kleenex. Actually, Nick, they used to be called Kleenex until they got in trouble from the Kleenex Corporation.
And they were sued?
Well, yeah, I think they just said, you can't do that. And so they changed their name to Lilliput, which is one of the places that Gulliver went to on his famous travels, right?
You're a very historical person.
I'm a literary dude.
You are?
Literary dude.
You're literally literary.
Well, you just banged in your mic there. So he does it again.
All good.
He does it again. Yeah. Incidentally, the other island that Gulliver goes to is Brobdingnag. Yes. So Lilliput is where they have the little people, and they famously like put Gulliver in ropes, and Brobdingnag is where they...
That image, it's impressive in her...
Yeah, it's a important kid's story, you know.
It's a very colorful picture.
Yeah, and then Brobdingnag was the opposite, where everyone was giants.
Oh, what the reverse reality.
Yeah, and I remember one of the features, like when I of the descriptions of the people of Lilliput and of Brobdingnag, is that like the people in Lilliput. They were so small. So for him, because he was seeing the people at such a distance, like for him, like they were the most, the Lilliputian women were so beautiful because he couldn't see them up close. They were just like really small. But it was the reverse with Brobdingnag. Like the people were up really close, so you could see all their pores and their pimples and everything. So for him, the women of Brobdingnag were not attractive in the slightest, just because you could see they were so big, right? Yeah.
It wasn't the same.
Yeah, it wasn't the same. Okay, so before Kleenex or Lilliput, we heard the Raincoats with Off Duty Trip from their first self-titled album. And we began the whole set with She with the song Conspiracy off their most recent album, Queen de Yona. And they're from Lithuania, and they were playing at Folk Fest, and they were also playing at the Blue Note Blue Note Park yesterday night. Amazing. Amazing. Nick, we're about to play a track that you suggested from a band called Fingerprints. So tell me all about...
Fingerprints would be like an English band right around the same time as the rest of the stuff I played earlier. When Jeff told me about this the other night, to bring a bunch of albums, I figured we're going to try and somewhat of a theme. So we're going to follow that up with Magazine, a cut from Secondhand Daylight, and then Pill. All, I think, ties together, and it should continue to tie together with this interesting music.
It's a post-punk party.
It is, it is.
All right, let's hear some Fingerprints.
Wet job. It's a scoop for the bodies in the soup. it's a hit. And it wasn't over the syndicate. Far enough to finish the shit. Wave job. Wave job. Wave job. We'll be right back.
That was Public Image Limited with Graveyard. And Nick selected that from Second Edition, also known as The Metal Box. Tell us a little bit about that and the other songs that you played there, Nick.
Okay, so Fingerprints, I'm mistaken, wasn't really English. They were a Scottish band, New Wave band. And unfortunately, their debut album came out, and suddenly they lost their singer and had to replace him. And that ties in with the whole last couple albums I played from that time frame were all around 1979. I was discovering that sound. And Pill, coming out of the obvious past experiences of Mr. Linden, was a very gentle departure, or not maybe so gentle. I mean, jaw wobble. What can we say anymore? That the sound he had brought with him to this band just propelled them, and it was an amazing album. And it led me also to Magazine from that time frame, also in 1979, that I was discovering these bands. Urban Verbs was in there and a handful of other bands, and it was like last night when I was going through this, there were so many. I mean, I just could have picked another dozen.
Awesome. It's fun doing radio, hey?
It really is, because, you know, you go through your record collection, you find stuff you forgot you even had.
Yeah, that's what I love about, one of the things I love about doing this every week. I have to go through the shelves and explore some of the areas that I hadn't seen in ages. And it's like, oh, I forgot that I had this or whatever. Not that I forgot, but you know.
And they might actually make it to the bins alphabetically at one point.
Exactly. I'm going to play something that I'm not sure if you know. This is a Canadian band called Dinner is Ruined. Have you ever heard of them? No, well, they're great. And this is off their album. I'm just looking at the release date. Oh, 2000. Yeah, this is from 2000. The album is called Ray Charles Kind of Party. Dinner is Ruined just released a new record. I'm trying to get a hold of a vinyl copy of that. We'll see if that happens shortly. But in the meantime, here's Dinner is Ruined off Ray Charles Kind of Party with a track called White Pigeon Boogaloo.
Throw me out the door, well, help me, doctor. Come on and help me, please. Wow! Oh, won't you please? Oh, I need your good living shot inside of me. All right! Stick it to me, doctor.
And that was Blue Cheer, Nick. That was Blue Cheer from their debut album.
How can you go wrong with Blue Cheer?
Oh, my gosh. Off their debut album, Vincibus Eruptum, from sometime late in the 60s. Was it 69 or so?
It's mid-60s?
Late 60s.
Okay.
Yeah. But wow. So ahead of their time. And I think we were just talking about this off air. It's like Blue Cheer are a totally underrated band. It's not fair.
Well, and they're in that group of bands that put out really, really great music, great albums, but just got lost in obscurity.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
it's
I
crazy.
Can think of like a band like Bebop Deluxe was one of my favorite old school rock and roll bands that got never got nearly as much exposure as they should have got.
Yeah,
didn't get the radio. It's, you know, it just didn't happen. And it's
that's
sad.
What campus radio is here for, you know, like
bring
digging up your Bebop Deluxes and your Blue Cheers.
Yeah.
And all the B bands, really, frankly, like Bauhaus, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many more B bands can we play? Before Blue Cheer, we heard Amon Duel 2 with Archangel's Thunderbird from the album Lemming Mania. And they're a 70s German band. And we started things off with a Canadian band, Dinner is Ruined, sounding very 70s to me, with White Pigeon Boogaloo from their album Ray Charles Kind of Party in the year 2000. Now we're going to play something from Tom Verlaine. Tell me about this a little.
Well, it's about 1980, 45, mid-80s. I mean, television was still a thing, but he'd done a couple solo albums, and this is the one that stuck out for me, cover. It's got some quirky stuff, but some really great guitar work. I mean, he's got Bill Laswell playing bass for him. Very, very enjoyable stuff to listen to.
Let's give it a listen. This is called Dissolve Reveal, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The name of the show is Adult Kindergarten.
The same thing. So I crossed the room, no question.
Hey, 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 you're listening to Adult Kindergarten on CKUW 95.9 FM, and we just finished things off with Iggy Pop and James Williamson with Kill City. Tell us a little bit about that, Nick.
Well, it was Iggy once again in his full glory, and I mean, Williamson, the two of them together, is just magic. It really is. And it's not the old Iggy, but it's... He still had that energy. It seemed to never dismiss him. And the man, look at the age, and he's still going strong.
It's crazy. Yeah, I saw the Stooges in Toronto.
We listened to Jerry Harrison's solo album about 1981, Black and White, or Black and Red. And he grabbed Adrian Belew, Bernie Worrell, a handful of people from Talking Heads, put it on an album. There's some Talking Heads influence there in the background, but, you know, it was Jerry all the way. And I think it was like a lot of the albums I had tonight from the 1979-83 era, punk, new wave, you know, a little bit of everything in there, some cool music.
And now I'm going to play something for you from the birthday party, and this is another Iggy Pop. This is another Iggy Pop composition. This is Loose, a Stooges song.
Deep inside.